With your latest edition of the Manchester City headlines, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has admitted his players are not ready for the rigours of matches every 3 days as City prepare for the season to restart against Arsenal on Wednesday. The fixture with the Gunners at an empty Etihad Stadium will be the first of 10 league matches City will have to play between the date of June the 17th and July 26th, whilst they also have an FA Cup campaign to fit in between, having reached the quarterfinals of that competition. City boss Guardiola has said that he won't know what shape his squad are in for sure until they get back out on the pitch, but he admits that it is difficult to see them being ready to play so soon after the Arsenal game at the weekend when they take on Burnley, and as indicated, there will be a lot of rotation of his players between now and the end of the season. Moving on, and Guardiola has said he's looking forward to welcoming Mikel Arteta back to the Etihad Stadium on Tuesday night. Arteta worked as Guardiola's assistant for 3.5 seasons before taking over as Arsenal manager in December. The 38-year-old was thought of in an incredibly high regard during his time at City, which was a key reason behind him securing the job at the Emirates Stadium. Guardiola is excited but wary of reuniting with his old apprentice, saying he's one of the nicest people I've ever met and has done an incredible job. We're delighted he's coming back, and has also gone on to say that he has been speaking to Arteta ahead of the game on Wednesday. Finally today, and Manchester City are understood to be keeping a close eye on Real Madrid's Achraf Hakimi as they look to bolster their backline for next season. Hakimi has impressed on loan at Borussia Dortmund this season, but Dortmund have admitted that they won't be keeping him and that he will return to Real at the end of the campaign. Well, the fullback is expected to challenge for a first-team position at Real next season. However, City are keeping a close eye on him, and that Pep Guardiola's side have made contact with Real to assess the situation. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.